about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon.
Not a fan of ziplining!
Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back. And folks, we've been telling you before about the personality changes that people have gotten after they've gotten the kill shots, which they call the COVID vax. And I'm from coast to coast. I hear from people all the time. And personality changes, well, it's quite frequent. It happens. And I know of some cases where it really destroyed some families. But with that, we're going to listen to a couple of scientists to tell you why that is. So take it away, Kyle.
The one thing that people are talking about, that now that they're seeing that their neighbors, their relatives, people who are close to them are dying after getting the shots or are being seriously injured after getting the shot, the one thing that is not mentioned or thus far has not been mentioned is some people perceive personality changes.
Now, if I am here today, it's for a very special reason. 4 weeks ago, I don't know where you saw the video released by the WHO where they proclaimed that it was their intent to introduce mRNA vaccines for all vaccinations on Earth. What people do not understand is that all mRNA vaccines are dangerous and are going to threaten life. It does not matter whether the vaccine encodes for the spike protein, for the measles protein, for rubella, for the flu. It does not matter at all. So it is inevitable that each and every mRNA vaccine packaged in these lipid nanoparticles are going to enter the vessel walls. Your brain consumes 20% of the oxygen of the body. And capillaries are so wonderfully, intricately integrated within the brain material. If each capillary is feeding, I don't know how many cells, but those cells are dependent on the circulation. If a clot forms in these capillaries, if something happens to the capillaries, those cells that are being fed are going to die. Each area of your brain is responsible for something else. One is responsible for recognition, for memory, for movement, for your psyche, for empathy, for your personality. So you cannot afford to clog any single capillary in the brain. You can't let your children be vaccinated because they are changing mankind. All your personality is going to be changed. Every injected mRNA vaccine is going to cause severe damage in our body and must be forbidden.
If people's thinking is more rigid and there's damage to the neural structures, you know, that seems like something worth asking more questions about. But I also knew that people were much angrier. And many people online have been confirming this and describing their own experiences of it. Less ability to modulate emotions, kind of more primal, reaction to provocation. People that have always been affectionate, warm, loving, have become cold, distant. This could kind of also help explain the kind of willingness of the vaccinated to cut off the unvaccinated, to, you know, deny them groceries, deny them medical care.
If you look at what are the globalists trying to do with their plans, with their various efforts, and it's definitely a matter of there being aware So when they finally got around to doing detailed studies of lobotomy, one of the ways that they put it, and these were the people who favored lobotomy, they said the person in a controlled, confined situation does reasonably well. That is, they're manageable. They don't get out of control. Now, what is better for totalitarian mass than producing docility, lack of being able to plan anything, that like a rebellion? When the person would be led in, say, to the insulin coma, which is simply giving you an injection of insulin sufficient to deprive your brain of enough sugar to kill you, that one of the basic things that I could see was that people came in as human beings. They were angry, most of them, upset. They didn't want to be in this place. And then they'd be given sugar, water, or orange juice with extra sugar, and they'd come out of it. And now they were not just docile. They were grateful for having their lives saved. So I knew from the beginning that all the other things they were saying about biochemical imbalances or improving their mental health was all nonsense. This was a total institution, very similar to an extermination camp. And as Naomi mentioned, this occurs through the destruction or at least increasing dysfunctionality in the frontal lobes of the brain. All widespread injury to the brain or specific injury to the frontal lobes produces a hierarchy of losses, again, mimicking exactly what Naomi was talking about. The first loss is love.
Oh.
They are definitely creating the kinds of masses that they want.
I've been so baffled at how many educated people I know, like highly, you know, journalists, editors, psychologists, who will say the words, don't show me that material. I mean, I want to ask Dr. Bregan, when someone's, you know, prefrontal cortex is impaired or their higher faculties are impaired, do they have trouble with, you know, evidence that contradicts a belief system, for example?
So it's entirely possible that they're operating as brain damaged people from what we're talking about today. Injections, because the COVID is probably doing the same thing to people.
People do get injured, do suffer brain damage, and it's very similar, if I'm not completely mistaken, to lobotomy.
It just reduces the ability of the soul to communicate through the brain.
There you go. We're back. And it's kind of what we knew, that this was taking place. Now, this is exactly the stuff that Joe Obama Biden, was trying to force all of the intel people, you know, out there and not to, you know, where you had it's X now, what it was Twitter is X, and all of these, he was Facebook and all of these, whatever, trying to keep them from showing any of this, trying to force them. And people like, what is it with Mark Zuckerberg? He went right along with him. And of course, the former people that own Twitter went right along with him. They did not let any of this kind of information get out. And this is why AM Talk Radio is so important, is it not?
It has been the backbone of the resistance movement in this country.
So, Wendy, do you have any comments on that? And we'll let you go.
Well, I wish the clip would have listed who these people were. You know, I guess they're scientists or, you know, of some degree.
Yeah, they were British scientists.
Okay.
Most
but
a
yeah,
lot of
it was very enlightening.
Yeah. You know what? He did mention the one name, and I'm sorry, but I can't remember their names. The part of that, what they were introduced in the clip was cut off. They got just into the clip to save. But we've known this for a long time, and we've seen personality changes. I have seen personality changes in people that have taken the kill shot, and they have become completely different people. So there's a lot of different, at least six or seven different strain or types of the kill shot. It's not all the same cocktail. There's different ones, so it affects people a lot differently. I know.
Well, one thing I learned from the former chief virologist of the FDA, Dr. Anthony Norris. I spoke to him in the 90s. He used to be the chief virologist for the FDA in the 70s. He said that vaccines will corrupt you in your weakest genetic area. So that's why people have different responses to them.
One of the very first critics of vaccines was a guy named called Gandhi. And he had said that these, in fact, here's the quote Gandhi. He says, "Vaccine is a barbarous practice, and it is one of the most fatal of all the delusions current in our time. The vaccine is a filthy substance, and it is foolish to expect that one kind of filth can be removed by another."
Yeah.
Conscientious objectors to vaccination should stand alone, if need be, against the whole world in defense of their conviction.
Yeah.
And that was Gandhi from a book, Guide to Health, that he wrote. And there you go. So, anyhow, with that, I know you need your beauty sleep.
Yeah, and got an early day tomorrow, but always great to be with you and Pastor Joe. I enjoyed it all the same.
One more time, let's tell the folks.
Beauty sleep helps somebody.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't help us.
No. The powerherbs.com, folks, thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663. I really suggest you get a good stockpile of natural herbal medicines. I got a feeling you're going to need them in the near future.
Well, and, you know, there's some herbs that have a natural inhibitors to a lot of these pandemic-like problems, like gentian root has a natural inhibitor to Ebola. Science already proved this. Thyme has a natural inhibitor to tuberculosis, right? So you've got a pitcher's plant. They've also tested pitcher's plant in the last few years against smallpox, and it kills it quickly, so they were amazed at it. But they just don't know what's in the plant that does that, so they don't really want to have the public go out and get pitcher's plant. They want to find out what's in the plant so they can make a medication with it. But, you know, God didn't leave us defenseless is the point, see. And he said herbs are here for the service of man. And I stand on that promise. That's truth right there.
Absolutely.
So we do have a banner on the sale. It's on our homepage if people want to check it out at thepowerherbs.com or just simply call and ask about the sale. That's the 24/7 toll-free number at 866-229-3663. And, of course, as always, 10% of our tithing goes to your ministry, Pastor.
And, you know, wouldn't one of those pneumonia or pandemic kits, wouldn't that be a wonderful Christmas gift?
Yeah, long shelf life, 10 years. So, I mean, it's going to be around when you need stuff like that. I mean, how many times have you gotten a pandemic kit from us, Pastor, and you've tapped into it for the cold and flu, and then we've had sent you refill items to refill your pack? So you could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've used them up time and time again, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and they're good. They work. And
well,
it's natural.
God gets all the credit. They're his herbs, you know.
Well, you have a little bit to do with apothecary herbs, too.
Oh, I'm kind of just the middleman at this point.
All right. Well, God bless you, and thanks for being here with us tonight.
Well, thanks as always, Pastor, and we'll talk soon. God bless to everybody. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right. You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. All right. Here's one, Joe, that police beat the hell out of innocent J6 protesters. They face 5 years in prison. The left riots sues police for excessive force and wins millions. Here, a new video from the January 6th protesters was released this past weekend from inside the entrance to the U.S. Capitol. I'm looking at it right now. Capitol Hill police officers are seen ruthlessly beating an elderly man in footage from the Capitol riot on January 6th that was widely circulated across social media. The Capitol cops beat the hell out of innocent J6 protesters, and the videos are finally coming out. The cops should be charged, and the protesters should be freed. This is why the Uniparty didn't want the videos released. And we got to get rid of the rhinos, states the caption attached to the video of cops repeatedly striking and spraying an elderly man who appears trapped in a doorway between police and protesters. The video of the cops beating the elderly man has been viewed 1.2 million times on Twitter at the time of this publication. Now, here, folks need to understand. They really need to see. This is what they wanted. They tried to, what Biden did not want people to see. Joe Obama Biden, he wanted to keep this from people seeing it. And folks, let me tell you, there will be no justice. There will be no justice until every one of the January 6th patriots are freed. And those people, the mayor of D.C., the people in charge there, all of those on that so-called select committee, until they're in that dirty, filthy, especially Nasty Pelosi, that they're in that nasty, filthy jail where the patriots are in. Right, Joe?
Exactly. I'm looking at a new article just came up, Bombshell Video. By Officer Brian Sicknick's death was planted. Remember they said that, you know, he was killed by the January Sixers.
Yeah.
And it turned out he died as a result of a heart attack he had. And what this video is saying to cover up different police officers' violence, according to January 6th investigative reporter Julie Kelly, the police created the storyline that Brian Sicknick died as a result of the riot. And they started pushing that narrative. And this insurrection claim, you know, that they were pushing that they, you know, people killed him, the policeman. One of the biggest lies with the most serious consequence, according to columnist Laura Hollis. And so they've got up here different, I'm just seeing it for the first time. But as all this stuff is coming out, they were pushing a narrative again and trying to, make it look like the mob did all these bad things, when in turn a lot of the guys got angry at the police violence. And that's why some of the rioters acted the way they did, because the police were being violent and it wasn't reported. They had it turned around. All the rioters caused all the trouble, when the truth now is coming out that the police got violent first, and then the people got angry and started the physical rebellion.
The whole thing was staged. The whole thing was staged. And Merrick Garland and Chris Wray lied under oath. They lied under oath.
Time today. They lied under oath. Nope, we had nothing to do with it, but we had all those FBI plants. There was that bus there real early in the morning, the unmarked white buses, buses carrying people to places are marked.
They call them the only ghost buses,
Yeah, ghost buses aren't, you know. But this was a big story, because that was the big line, that the mob there killed the officer Brian Sicknick, and it wasn't true at all. He was having some heart problems, and he actually died quite a bit after the altercation, and wasn't any injury, and he did not die anything of the riot. His heart gave out, and probably would have if he'd been doing any training or anything else.
Yeah, and it was dirty cops like that Officer Byrd that shot Ashley right in the face, murdered her right in cold blood with a cop standing next to her.
She was totally unarmed, and, you know, there was nothing on tape. They showed the gunshot, but he didn't yell, "Stop or I'll shoot," anything. No warning. He just shot.
You don't suppose that the reason he got a promotion for doing that was that he told him, "Look, if I go down with this, I'm going to tell everything. I'm going to tell everything. I'm going to take you all down with me." And that's why, instead of being prosecuted for murdering Ashley, he went and he got a promotion.
Yeah. Hey, then do you remember, too, that there were two other deaths there? There were three other Trump supporters died beside Ashley Babbitt, and two of those deaths were police force. And it was interesting, I forgot about this, but the authorities cremated the victims' bodies without the family's permission, so that there was no evidence. They couldn't do an autopsy on the bodies that the police officers killed, the excess force of January 6th. I didn't either remember that or know it. I'm not sure which.
Yeah, well, we did a story on that. I played the clip on that. We had Jake Lang, and he had the one lady died in his arms. He's a prisoner right now. He's been in that dirty jail for over 1,200 days, and they still haven't, without being charged with anything.
Totally so, against everything in our legal system and the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and yet what gets me is I don't hear the Republican Party, the congressmen, the senators screaming about it, and they should be screaming bloody murder.
Well, some of them did go up there. You had that green woman and a number of Congress people
Marjorie
did go
Taylor
up.
Green, but they did a little bit and then they backed off. But they should be bringing this up every week that these people are incarcerated illegally. They should be just bringing it up to our attention, reminding people, but they don't. I guess there's so many things happening that they don't go back and have time to go over anything twice. Almost.
Well, it's what we talked about, Joe. You know, you've got the few doing all the work for the many. And there's over 220-something Republican congressmen who are supposed to be doing it. You don't expect the Democrats to do anything good. They just don't do anything good anymore. But you would expect that, and out of those 200 and over 20 congressmen, Republican congressmen, you got maybe 20 that are really activists, really working hard. The rest really don't. They just show up. And so.
Yep. So there's only, and like you and I, we go nuts over what we can get on the air, on the radio program. We'll be looking at a stack of 30, 40, 50 stories. And the hard part is what is important. I mean, they're all important, but we have to try and figure out what we can cover, what we can, best use to educate the audience.
Yeah, well, we have a number of them we want to go through tonight. Pentagon official arrested in human trafficking operation. And you're familiar with this one. Hey, high-ranking Pentagon official Stephen Francis Hovanec has been arrested in a human trafficking sting operation in Coweta County, Georgia. The arrest was part of a broader string that apprehended 25 or 26 individuals and identified six victims of human trafficking. Hovanec, 64, senior administrator in the Department of Defense. We know that the whole Democratic Party, is flush with pedophile. He goes on to say his role in the DODEA involved overseeing the education of military families. Hovanec's arrest raises serious concerns about the integrity of individuals in positions of authority. Oh, boy.
Yeah, remember the guy Biden got to be in charge of handling the nuclear waste, the one that kept stealing women's clothing at airports and dressing up weird and, he's had some of the craziest people in his administration that I think all through history of the United States there have never been so many weirdos hired.
Yeah,
I wonder why the government isn't working well.
Alongside Hovannik and the sting operation saw 12 people arrested for prostitution, 10 for pandering, and 4 for pimping. The operation was a significant hit against the criminal network involved in the human trafficking. The operation also shed light on the victims of heinous sex crimes. 6 women were identified as victims of human trafficking, highlighting the human cost of these criminal activities. The Cowichan County Sheriff's Office has taken steps to ensure their safety.
Yeah. Boy.
Go ahead. You've got some articles there.
Oh, there's some. One of the big ones is Netanyahu is under some severe pressure. The Biden administration is calling for a two-state solution to this crisis. That's what the left is calling for, which means that the situation that Israel's in now would go on forever. You know, the Hamas wants the Jews driven from the Holy Land, so does all of the Arab nations. And so their two-state solution would be a continuation of the mess we have. Netanyahu's own cabinet and staff and part of the government's telling him if he doesn't get back to the war, they're going to call for his resignation. They have another word for it there, but basically he would be up for a vote. And, you know, they say right now that he's got to get back to the fight. If they don't get back to what they're doing, they won't be able to stop Hamas. They won't be able to eliminate Hamas and all hopes for peace in the future. But yet, I'm sure Biden is pressuring, we won't give you aid if you don't extend the ceasefire. They're pushing for a long-term ceasefire, which, according to all the intelligence in the Israeli army, if they don't get back, they're going to lose the advantage. And all hopes this long-term ceasefire agreement would, quote, end all hopes to dismantle Hamas and end the terrorist organization's leadership. I think people ought to be praying for Netanyahu. He's a devout, he's a pretty good Jew as far as a believer. In fact, he even called on the State of Israel to read the Holy Bible. And so he believes in God, definitely. And he needs prayer because he's got probably the biggest decision some world leaders ever had to make.
Yeah, and let me tell you, there's a whole lot of people out there on the Internet writing, they're doing to him what they did to Trump, to President Trump.
Trump, sure.
Yeah, well, you know, Netanyahu is no angel, but most of that stuff is like what they've done to Trump. Speaking of that, Trump is trying to subpoena the records of the missing January 6th records, all these people there. He's trying to bring this out. You know, here's a guy, and this Chunkin, this very, very, very corrupt, very, very, very corrupt D.C. judge, she wants to make sure those records don't come out, because if those records come out and people find out, those January 6th hostages, the January 6th hostages taken by the Antichrist Communist Democratic Party, they will have lawsuits, and this is criminal activity that Nancy Pelosi and Chucky Schumer and the other criminals there, what they committed upon these January 6th hostages. So there you go.
Well, the next story I've got is Biden has just, the Republicans are crying, he has no shame. He went ahead and canceled the student debt for 813,000 people in what the Republicans are calling a reelection ploy that will force taxpayers to settle billions of dollars in extra taxes, extra burden, extra debt that we have. And this story is out of the London Daily Mail. Republican Bill Cassidy is one of those yelling for condemning the debt forgiveness because, one, remember, Supreme Court said Biden didn't have the authority to do that. It should have been Congress. And then he came up with two different plans where, well, if your income's low enough, we'll let you pay zero monthly on your debt. In other words, let the debt keep writing, but you don't have to make payments. And now he's gone ahead and going right against what the court said and canceling the debt. That's about $127 billion forgiven for these borrowers.
Well, what he's trying to do, Joe, is buy votes for the young and the dumb. That's his idea. Yeah. He thinks these people don't care. They know what he's doing. They're going to be glad that they got it, but they're hurting in other areas of the economy, and so it's not going to work for him. It's going to backfire on him. And
Because it said they were sent emails, personal emails, telling them that their debt was forgiven, and it was forgiven because of Joe Biden. This is a, he wiped out their student loan on the email. And so this is nothing but a ploy for votes. This is what the Democrats do. They spend taxpayer money to buy votes. They're trying to buy the votes of the illegals. And
they're completely and totally corrupt. Completely. We'll be back after this.
Shepherds, guard, and angels sing. This is Christ the King, the Babe, the Son of Mary.
Mary's love.
shepherd's watch keep.
Back, and we're going to open the phone lines to take some calls right now. So the phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And let's go out to San Diego. Hey, we got Jack. Hey, Jack.
Yeah, it's interesting that the president, the chief law enforcement officer, is going to ignore the Supreme Court decision regarding student loans and essentially doing an end run around their decision. Another act of treason, and I guess the one flaw in the Supreme Court system is the Supreme Court doesn't really have an enforcement mechanism. They don't have a police force. They don't have a military. They really depend on people's goodwill to do the right thing and follow the Constitution, which isn't going to happen with Joe Biden. He's a traitor. It's another act of treason. And it further throws this country into anarchy. There is no rule of law. And I was talking to you earlier this week about the cyber attacks and identity theft affecting the banks and people losing money from their accounts because of this activity. And so now it's come to my attention that the banks require you to fill out a police report if you've been a victim of identity theft and they've taken money from your checking or savings account, but the banks refuse to do a police report. They don't want a record of this activity, even though they're ultimately the one that loses the money. The way the banking system is set up is in most cases, you'll be reimbursed for your losses, and it will be the bank that eats the losses. Now, if you believe the advertisement from LifeLock, which sells you insurance to protect you against this event, they're saying there in the United States there's an act of identity theft every 3 minutes. Think of how many that would be over the course of a day. And, of course, the only reason why people want to steal your identity is to steal money from your bank accounts.
Jeffrey, use your credit.
We have no idea how much money the banks are losing, and I don't even know if your money's safe in the bank. Are the banks insolvent? I don't know. How do you operate with these kind of losses, massive losses? The banks are being robbed hundreds, if not thousands, of times a day, and they're eating the losses, and there's no record of these transactions.
Well, you know, banks...
Very astute. You notice there have been some bank failures, bank closures.
In the past year, 3,000 yeah. Small banks have gone under. And just recently was a PNC just announced, I think we just said that yesterday, I believe it was 200 more banks that they're going to close.
Close, yep.
But
hundreds.
Yeah, well, PNC is a woke. They are very, very woke. And the woke is going broke. And so,
well, the my friends that I told you about that were hacked and they had $15,000 taken out of their account. So Chase Bank gave them, they had five accounts. Chase Bank gave them five new accounts with new numbers. Well, guess what happened?
What happened?
The same people that perpetrated the initial fraud now consolidated the five new accounts into one account. And they were about to wire the money out of the country when Chase caught them and stopped them from doing that. My friend said to Chase, hey, I don't want to do business with you anymore. Chase cut them a cashier's check for all the money in their accounts. And they've switched I don't know if it's a good idea or a bad idea, but they've switched their banking to a credit union. And I said to them, well, there's drawbacks to that, too, because they're not FDIC insured. They're NCUA insured. And the trick with credit unions is if you open up an account with them, you become part owner in the bank. So you never really hear much about how all this banking fraud affects credit unions. You don't really hear about them failing. I don't honestly know what the situation is with the health of credit unions, but here's just one example where one family says, man, I can't trust you as a bank. I got to take my money and go elsewhere because inside of a couple of weeks, I just got hit again with another cyber attack.
And I think it's going to get worse before it ever gets better, too.
Yeah, well,
the government's been hacked. China and Iran, you know, all these different North Korea is starting to hack now. Our government's been hacked. Different departments within the government, businesses. This has been going on. It just keeps building. And, you know, as we spend, the government's busy spending money to buy votes. And when you're talking about Biden, we're in the middle of a revolution. They are trying to take over our constitutional republic. We're living through a revolution. A lot of these things they don't care about because they are trying to crash and burn things and consolidate power. This is what it's all about. And what's their motto? The end justifies the means. If a lot of people have to get hurt, destroyed, go broke, well, in the end, if they win and the socialist communists take control of America, that's just collateral damage.
This is one of the reasons we're trying to take the country back county by county, and that's why it's very important that people become involved with Tactical Civics. They become, with their Liberty Coalition and the Tea Party out there, that we work in unison, we work activists. And again, we take it back, and it's much easier to do that on a state level, county, and then a state level, than it is national. And so here, you know, you've got President Trump, who is the legitimate president of the United States of America. He said that he doesn't think the country will last long enough for the 2024 election. He said something needs to be done with Biden right away. And of course, the military, you know, you saw what they've done. They've just about destroyed our military. And we go back to Obama. Remember, for 8 years, every day, didn't we say, do you see what he's doing now? We told people, this is what Obama is doing. He's purging the Patriots. He purged over 260 flag officers, and he pledged 11 four-star generals. He purged them out of the military, replaced them with yes men. He replaced them with people like Milley and Austin, and look what they've done to our military.
Well, okay, so let me leave you with this. Remember the legal theory I proffered on your show several months ago, and that is the founders didn't want a standing army. It's in the Constitution. But that's what we got.
Right.
We have a standing army. And so we have a commander-in-chief. And I say our commander-in-chief falls under the Uniform Code of Military Justice and that the military can court-martial the commander-in-chief. Now, I've revised my proffer to say you could leave them as the civilian president, but the military definitely has the authority under the UCMJ to court-martial the president of the United States as commander-in-chief. What are they waiting for?
Well, the problem of it is he's got his people in the top places in the military. That's why.
And remember, Obama was trying to build a force as strong in the government equal to the military. That's why we have all these FBI agents now that 8,700 that are carrying guns. You have people in the Department of Education, Transportation, They'd been given permits. They're carrying guns. This was the army that Obama wanted to build up, a governmental army, and that's been largely accomplished between Obama and Biden. They're still working on it, so it's all part of this revolution.
Unfortunately, it was Lincoln that gave us the permanent military, but we got to move on, but thanks. Let's go out to Dallas. We have Brian in Dallas. Brian, you're in the air.
Good evening, Brian. Pastor.
Good evening.
Is my call coming in clear?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Perfect. On the hacking and stuff like that, identity theft, this is part of the plan. As we know, it says in the Bible, you know, the marks that people are going to have. And they don't want to secure things, these democratic, corrupt Biden economics plans and the borders down here in Texas. And Trump just announced the other day that they're really kind of concerned about is him wanting to bring in the military. Just a thought about that. They're already going nuts over that. To bring in the military to protect our country. And with this hacking stuff going on, my dad, he works for RCA Zenith Corporation, and when we used tubes and everything, tubes before microchips came around, and all of our microchips are being made overseas, our technologies being manufactured overseas, computers, everything's being stamped with China on it, that when you go to these local electronic stores across the United States and buy all this TVs, computers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, phones, all this has spyware stuff in it. And until we get an administration in that's going to say, hey, you know what, we got to start making our own technology over here. And when this guy comes over here and they invite the corrupt Democrats, bring this Chinese leader in, corrupt Chinese military guy, president from the Communist Chinese Party, they should have stood up right there and said, you know what, we can allow this guy to come into our country, but no, the corrupt Democrats invite this into our, they're the ones, as we know, have caused this, but it really what it's leading to, Pastor, is the one world system and control. It's all going to be about control and over bank accounts, your money. That's what probably even you guys know about in a lot of your programs each evening talk about. So I just wanted to weigh in on that, Pastor. And I think we all, as citizens of this country, we all know that it's there. All the infrastructure is being set into place. And we as a country, our leaders have, that's why everybody needs to stand up against this corrupt anti-Christ government that's in there right now.
You're right, Ahmed. I'm out of time, Brian, but I get you. I hear you. All righty. How much time do I have there?
Just a little over 5 minutes.
Okay. Is Pastor Hal called in tonight yet?
I've not heard from
him. Okay. Well, Hal did it last night. I did it tonight before. So, Joe, tonight is your turn to give an invitation.
And right now it's 5 minutes.
You got 5 minutes. I'll give you the minute countdown. Are you there, Joe?
Like, yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. One of the hymns that I enjoy is a hymn called Almost Persuaded, because talking to people, that happens so often. Well, you know, I'm thinking about it. I'm, you know, the hymn is just, the words go, almost persuaded now to believe, almost persuaded Christ to receive. Seems now some soul to say, go, Spirit, go thy way. Some more convenient day on thee I'll call. And it goes on and says, almost persuaded, turn not away. Jesus invites you here. Angels are lingering near. Prayers rise from hearts so dear. O wanderer, come. So many people are almost persuaded. And I remember something that was on the internet It said, be decisive. The road of life is covered with flat squirrels that couldn't make a decision. Think about that. All the times if anybody's driven, especially a rural area, you see dead squirrels. Squirrels will run out in the middle of the road, and they will go back and forth and back and forth. They can't decide which way to go. And I think a lot of people are like that. They like the idea of being saved. Oh, heaven, a wonderful thing, but, oh, I don't want to have to give up my sin. I don't want to have to change my behavior. I don't want to have to, what, give myself to Jesus completely? You know, when you guys do that invitation, give my, you know, Lord, I give myself to you without reservation, without hesitation. I want to make you number one in my life. And I think so many people cannot make that decision to make Jesus Lord of their life. But you have to understand, the good book tells us there's only one way to heaven. It's not through church. It's not through a denomination, a religion, good works, good living, moral living, or even hoping for the best like a lot of people seem to do. John 14:6, Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 1:12-13, but as many as received him, Jesus, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe upon his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. We have to become born-again believers, born-again in the Spirit. And John 3:3 makes it quite clear, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, whether you like it or not, this is the way God presented it. He sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross.
1 minute, Joe. 1 minute.
For your sins and mine, you have to make up your mind whether to accept his offer of everlasting life, of salvation, forgiveness, or the consequence, you're either going to go to heaven or hell. So tonight you need to decide before it's too late, before your soul is required. And if I were you, I would pray to the Lord God to forgive, you know, ask God to forgive you of your sins. You make it that you're sorry that your sins placed his Son upon that cross, and that you want Jesus to become Lord of your life. And then you can ask the Lord Jesus himself. You give yourself to him totally, completely, make him Lord. You can ask him to give you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, which is your down payment. You become that way a born-again believer, the spiritual baptism.
Amen. And Joe, today is the accepted time. Today is the accepted time to do that.
Time,
you don't want to run out of tomorrow's. We've out of time. So as we always say, good night. God bless.
God bless.
Right? And then we always say, folks, we always say it. And always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Monetizing digital services since 2004. Boosting the entertainment industry by making digital content accessible for everyone. AWG, where innovation meets monetization.